Stuart Wells, director of the Johnson Native Species Conservation Center, says his work is consistent in a way.
There are no typical days except for every day is not typical.
When your task is to restore 10 local species whose survival is endangered, threatened, or just plain uncertain, there's no instruction manual, only science and ingenuity. Case in point, these water tanks, a nursery where staff works to build up Chiricahua leopard frog populations faster than disease, habitat loss, and invasive predator competition can knock them down.
Sometimes you actually need a place that can protect those animals until they get to a size where they can be released.
Safe in these tanks, 75 to 80% of these vulnerable eggs grow to survivable young adults, or metamorphs. That's compared to 5% in the wild. But reaching that success rate took some fine-tuning.
It varied. You know, sometimes by the time we got to September, we'd have, you know, all metamorphs, and sometimes we'd have all tadpoles.
Temperature affects frog development, so the team used water heaters to bracket in the ideal range. It worked. In 20-plus years of captive breeding, they have released more than 23,000 frogs. Ruth Allard of the Arizona Center for Nature Conservation, based at the zoo, says those successes result from the unique access the center provides. That access enables researchers to collect regular samples and study behavior up close.
We can ask and answer questions, or get better answers if we can, to questions that have been stymieing folks in the wild for years.
That includes hidden and poorly understood behaviors, such as the crucial question of how solitary territorial Mount Graham red squirrels mate. Only about 250 of them remain in the wild.
Can't just throw them together and hope for the best. They won't tolerate that.
Wells' staff came up with an effective, if humble, way to gauge if the squirrels were more likely to mate or pick a fight.
We can track what we call fecal steroid analysis, and look at hormone variations over time by collecting poop analyzing it.
Finally, a nail-biting success. The first ever captive mating of the species, although it produced no offspring.
It's still tricky. We haven't cracked the nut, so to speak, to figure out. Oh, that was bad.
Jan Skipper, the center's field conservation research director, says that beyond boosting species numbers, conservationists must also ensure animals retain the behaviors and instincts they need to survive.
So the problem is if you pull a population out of the wild, and if you leave them out of the wild for very long, they can begin to lose some of their trained behaviors or the learned behaviors.
Beyond these walls, the center works with partners like Arizona Game and Fish and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to survey or restore habitat and release the animals. It also pursues global conservation through its Field Conservation and Science Grants Program and by coordinating with fellow members of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
I mean, I think anybody who works in this field needs to be working in partnership. There's almost nothing that any single organization can do by itself.
As Congress eases rules for selling public lands and considers measures to weaken the Endangered Species Act, conservation efforts may rely increasingly on such partnerships and on private facilities like the Phoenix Zoo, which supports the Conservation Center with a portion of its gate receipts. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.